I'll start. This is a reading on Irene Young Haylock. That's Haylock is H-A-Y-L-O-C-K. Irene Young Haylock. Irene is I-R-E-N-E. Date of birth is 5/30/1952. Date of visit is 9/13/22. This is, please make a copy for David Weinrich. The David Weinrich, M.D., primary physician. Next paragraph. Dear David, thank you for sending Irene Haylock for evaluation. Next paragraph. History of an illness. This is a 70-year-old female with a history of COPD, chronic bronchitis, and chronic smoking. Has previously been documented to have bronchiectasis and multiple pulmonary nodules, as well as fibrotic lung disease in the upper lobes. The patient had a CT chest done this month, and this was compared to the CT done in November 2021. And it showed stable parenchymal scarring in the apices of the lungs and scattered nodular densities, which were previously present, and areas of bronchiectasis and significant emphysematous changes as well. There was a 6 millimeter nodular density in the left upper lobe that was noted, period. Next paragraph, the patient has cough, she brings up thick mucus, denies fevers or chills, and in the past she has had hemoptysis. She denies any leg swelling or calf muscle pains. Next paragraph, past history includes history for appendectomy and tonsillectomy, history of bilateral tubal ligation, history for cardiac ablation, for atrial fibrillation, and kyphoplasty at T8. She has osteoporosis and hypolipidemia. And she has had the hemorrhoidectomy remotely. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smokes one pack per day, has done so for 52 years. Alcohol use moderate. She worked as a CNA but retired. Next paragraph, family history. Mother died of CHF. Father diagnosed to have cancer of the lung. There is a history of diabetes in the family. Next paragraph. Allergies to blue dye. Next paragraph. Med list included albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, PRN, and Flonase nasal spray. 2 sprays in each nostril. And Fosamax 70 milligrams once a week. And yeah, that's it. And Synthroid. Next, let's see. Also on atorvastatin, 40 milligrams daily. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has fatigue, she had gained weight, she has dizziness, postnasal drip, wheezing, coughing spells, and dyspnea. She has no urinary symptoms, flank pains, no abdominal pains, nausea, or GI bleed. She denies chest pains or palpitations or leg swelling. No depression or anxiety. She has joint pains and denies any muscle aches. No headaches, seizures, or memory loss. Next paragraph, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female is alert, no acute distress, no pallid sinuses, clubbing or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 110 over 60, pulse 98, respirations 20, temps 97, to weight is 142, saturation 92. HENT abnormal people's reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the periphery. Scattered coarse wheezes bilaterally. Heart sounds are regular, as on an S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, protuberant without masses, no organomegaly, bowel sounds are active. Extremities. No edema or lesions, no cap tenderness, reflection of 1 plus with no gross, no lapses. Cranial nerves mostly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Bronchiectasis with chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is multiple lung nodules. Number 3 is interstitial lung disease. Number 4 is hypothyroidism, and number 5 is hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to quit cigarette smoking and use a nicotine patch. Also advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator study. This was started on Levaquin 500 milligrams daily times 7 days and prednisone 20 milligrams daily times 1 week, 10 milligrams daily times 1 week. Also placed on Stiolto Respimat 2.5 micrograms 2 puffs a day. And a follow-up visit we arranged in 4 weeks. She'll need a follow-up CT chest in 6 months. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Dr. David Weinrich, MD. Thank you.